Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
Art, who plays Chimera.
I love it here, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
I was just listening to an earlier episode today.
Uh-huh.
And I cracked
your mouth went to shh.
Yeah.
Chimera. I caught it immediately.
Yeah, yes, she did. We all knew where you were going.
Can you blame me? That was years of our lives.
Out of anyone, it's Art that always can say.
It's always Art. Like, I think it's because I connected with that character more than the other ones.
Right.
Just, I don't know, because it's like out of the world kind of cultural touchstone for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody. It is Rob's turn to do question of the day.
What is our favorite for our characters, our favorite pastime or hobby? Nat.
Cross stitching.
That makes total sense. With her dexterity, she's got to be great at it.
Mm-hmm.
Dating isn't going to be one of mine, is it?
I think if you did speed dating, it would count. Because it's like a thing you go out and just do for like an hour, for like 2 hours, you know? Yeah. If he'd ever done speed dating, but it's not a thing that the teenagers do.
Yes.
So, like, as an adult, if he hadn't settled down or had a steady girlfriend, I can see him speed dating, because it would be fun for him.
Yeah.
But that is not where he's at yet.
Uh-huh. I'm actually going to go... old movies.
Like, are we talking like drive-in movies, or are we talking like just old school, like 50s and 40s and 50s movies?
Well, I don't want to pull too much from my own life, but, you know, I'm thinking more like the B and C.
Okay.
Movies.
Like from like the 60s and
70s. The 70s,
like the very like old.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, valid. I also, for some reason, had bowling. I don't know why. But I thought, like, it'd be one of those things he would tell no one he did it. But he's, like, a really good bowler, and, like, he'll go, by, like, in disguise to go bowl.
That would probably fit, too, I may steal that one for the next character.
Because that's
so random, too.
Totally, like, lets no one know he exists. Like, he goes in, he bowls, he gets, like, a 270 and leaves, you know? Like, that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, Rob?
I would have to say, just working with his hands, like shop class, building stuff, tinkering.
What's the favorite thing he ever built that he isn't currently wearing?
Everything that...
So your armor doesn't count.
Working on the RV with his dad.
Did they build? They built it from the ground up, you said?
No, but they've modified it themselves a lot.
Now they got to modify it again so it doesn't have a gasoline engine.
Yep.
Gotta do a V8. Gotta do a 200, you know, 250 horsepower electric motor now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like yeah, that'd be like $2,000. You're like, yes, for a whole swap for an RV, that'd be a steal. Yeah. So, who wants to do the recap from last time? Or how about this? Oh, yeah, Art, you want to take it?
I got a perfect line for the last one. We had crabs.
You right.
We didn't get crabs. We had crabs.
Unlimited crab night at Red Lobster.
I wonder. Okay, so this world question: if something is not sentient, is it okay? If it's a monster, is it okay to eat it or not? But once you know it's sentient, it's probably not okay.
Well,
but that's like if someone tests it, that is fucking like
technically speaking
king crab level crab. It's really good.
It's one of those that, you know, it's
something we have to adapt to as a society. Figure that out as a whole.
That's what I'm asking. Like, where is society leaning?
So the other thing is, if it comes through a portal, is it actually edible?
They've tested that, yeah, because Murphy ate a bit of it. Like,
but that's the other thing is, people aren't just going to randomly take home these odd creatures.
No.
And eats them, unless it is in the south and in rural bumfuck nowhere.
Oh, yeah. No, bumfuck nowhere. They'll
eat them anyway and then figure out whether or not it kills
like,
them.
Like, oh, yeah, look at this crazy bumfuck grandma found on the road.
Over the last 2 years, bumfuck nowhere has realized that, yes, you can eat it and it's totally safe. They're like, new food supply. Yes. Bring it through.
So
they're waiting for monsters. They're kind of like, come on, Surge. Come on. Okay. So you guys arrive. And, you know, like I said, you were supposed to stay for the night. But because of the attack, they want to, you know, do an after action. With, you know, you guys meet up with. Honestly, I think you just talk with Bridget. But you
Bridget was there.
Yeah. But it's a. You had a real fight. You got. Codex got dropped. Everyone. Well, no. I think only Codex got hit. Oh, and Michael.
And Michael.
Matthew.
Son of a bitch. I was going to say, I remembered his name. No, I didn't. Matthew's still there.
Oh, he hasn't disappeared yet?
Not yet, no. Proficiency bonus hours, remember?
Oh.
So 2 hours. So he's about to fade.
Yeah.
No, yeah. He got to eat dinner with you guys, then he faded right before you teleported. He's like, all right, well, I'll talk to you soon. And he just faded to dust. And I like to imagine the dust like absorbed back into you when you weren't really paying attention. So yeah. You guys go through an after action. Like, what did you do right? What did you do wrong? Similar shit as last time. You guys got in a fight.
We kept missing and missing a lot.
So where did you go wrong?
I hit him every time. I swung.
You didn't.
I did. Every time I swung, I hit.
One time.
My saying is technically true.
My saying is...
You realize I was there and watched you get eviscerated, correct?
Yes. But my statement is still accurate.
But what did you do wrong?
I didn't survive their attacks as well as I could have.
I didn't dodge as well as I could have. I'm sorry.
My point was I was supposed to distract them all. I grouped them up and...
And you could have used the defensive ability to not die when you did it.
We had not judged their strength yet. Correct. And I did use a defensive ability, just not the right one.
Yeah. But that's just her giving you shit, mostly, because she knows you did just fine. It was just an unlucky situation.
4 hits.
Well,
and one of them was a crit.
Mathematically, it was like 50, like it was like 20 small attacks that a couple of them got through, you know? Actually, they were big hammer claws, so it was like probably 3 or 4 that got through, you know?
It was 4.
I meant, like, in addition to those, because it's, you know, every time you swing, you hit, it's how many actually have a chance to get through, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then the other two, you know, basically you get talked to, you just kind of get talked to about how could you do better.
Focus fire!
It looks to you, Mirage, you're not using your companions to their greatest ability. You know Murphy can enhance your attacks, and you haven't been using it.
That sounds like a Paul issue. Didn't tell me that that's a thing.
It's been on your paper this whole time.
Listen, I read damage.
Look lower.
No.
Directly reactions. Below his attack.
Put a star next to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, what does Harriet have? Harriet doesn't have anything.
No, not really.
Does Ted have anything?
No.
I'm surprised I didn't get to meet Beast of the Sea yet.
You didn't summon him.
I was on the beach.
You should have summoned him.
I was on the beach. Did I hear him?
Did you summon Harriet instead?
Did I hear Beast of the Sea?
He's pretty chill. You'd think his name might be Chaz.
Fucking
not Chad, Chaz.
C-H-A-Z. Oh my god.
That's the most 90s name I've ever heard.
Chaz.
Roommate in college.
Was it really? That's awesome.
Incredible.
Was he chill?
Yeah.
If you have that name, I think you automatically have to be chill.
I think it comes with a chill package attached. And a little bit more weed.
Yeah, that's what he called himself. You know, that was his real name was Charles.
Chaz is the short and Charles.
Yeah. Gosh.
One of them. One of the 17 of them. Chuck, Charlie. All right. So you guys, then you know you go rest in your own bed that night after action takes an hour or so as they go through the fight, and you realize the holo recording is there because she had her drones there to help you guys, and you go to sleep. Pretty normal night. It is now Monday morning. You wake up, and you're all told to skip class and arrive at the arena.
Okay.
We go to the arena.
Oh, Jesus.
I put on my 4 temporary hit points.
it's like never going to be without those again.
Don't leave home without them.
All right.
They'll last until we take a short rest, so.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. So you make your way to the arena, and when you arrive, you're pretty early. You probably got there. I assume you guys are earlier riders. Plant Man's early riser for sure.
I'm an early riser, but I don't get there early.
I was going to say, I feel like we're all three of us are early risers. It just is who gets there first.
So you were told to be there before 8:30.
Yeah, I'll be there before 8:30, but it's not like I'm going to get there at 7:30. I'll be there 8:15. 10 or 15 minutes early.
Yeah, so, and I assume you guys arrive as a group.
Yep.
So you get there, and there's like two or three teams there. You see team two, team nine, you know, just kind of chilling there. They're waiting in the stands you guys sit in when Joker's talking to you, or like the benches, you know. And you see Joker up on the stage, just kind of pacing and looking
nervous,
irritated.
Oh,
does anybody do it? Just wait. I mean,
I'm just gonna sit there and smile.
Yep, be patient,
Natalie. Do you want to do anything, or are you just gonna kind of sit there?
Which other teams were there?
Two and nine.
Oh, okay. Two's the other team that we're kind of rivals with.
Right? Yeah, two.
What are they doing? I want to watch them. I want to watch what the other teams are doing.
And you said Joker was the one that was annoyed.
He looks irritated.
Okay. I'm going to sit there and smile.
What are the other teams doing?
The other teams, most of them are like limbering up, like they're stretching.
Just automatically start stretching.
But you heard nothing about fighting. You were told to come to the arena because that's where like all the announcements come to. So, but it seems like one of them started stretching, so the other one started stretching. So now everybody but you guys are stretching.
I'm tinkering.
I'm start stretching because I see them stretching.
I figured that would happen.
I'm stretching my brain.
Good job, guys.
I'll just lean back into the stands and kind of.
Oh my god!
This surprises me exactly 0%. Just a little more. Go with the flow.
Yeah. Yes, I am very much more chill than everybody else
here. Hello.
And I'm giggling because Joker looks annoyed, and I'm going, "This is not the way to run a school." But
yeah. So eventually, everybody arrives, and it's at like 8:32.
Oh.
And Joker and the last people to arrive are
11.
Team 11.
Correct. And they walk in, and their coach is behind them, and it's a really burly looking guy, and he's like, get your ass in gear, you lazy fucks. Like, he is pissed. And they're like, yes, whatever your opinion, it might have mattered at one point, but whatever. And they walk in, and they're acting very imperious. And you see Galaxy Gal, who is officially going to Galaxy Girl because, or no, I'm sorry, Gravity Girl, because people keep getting it wrong.
Why is everyone looking at me?
and like, she went back home and someone made fun of her. And she's like, all right, Gravity Girl it is. Like, because, and then she just turned their gravity to like 100 and knocked them on the ground. Or maybe 10, but because 100 would kill them.
Did you officially change it on your card?
No.
Okay.
She's workshopping different names at this point. Gotcha. Currently still officially Galaxy Gal, but it's probably going to go Gravity Girl or Gravitron or something gravity related.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are there, and Joker is just tapping his foot as he watches 11 stumble in. And how close to the front are you guys? Because there's rows 5 feet from the stage, and there's rows 50 feet from the stage. It's a pretty.
I don't have a problem sitting up front.
Yeah.
It is.
You guys roll perception. Actually, I like to mention that all the rows are numbered, so you get your own seats every time, so there's no fighting. Because people are children. Even if you're not children, your two people are children.
Natalie, 10 total.
18 total.
Or it's like, son of a bitch, I don't have my skill sheet up.
I just don't have it all memorized, and I probably never will, but...
It's 4, I think, plus 2 for you, or plus 4?
Plus 2. So 16.
Anyone who broke a 15 can hear him say, I still can't fucking believe it's them. Or no, sorry. Like, oh God, I hope it's not them.
Oh.
So, and he stands there, and he's kind of just tapping his foot until everyone settles in. And he says, welcome, students of Cape Class. And his voice is very stilted. As if he has been told he has been a little bit too direct and he now has to do things properly. You know what that sounds like.
We are not a military academy.
No.
You cannot treat us like military personnel.
Exactly. And basically he's like, I have to chill out. I don't know how to do that. Shit. But he eventually kind of relaxes a little bit. And he says, so... There's going to be a bit of a shakeup around here, and some of you are going to be totally okay with it, and the rest of you are going to be pissed, but orders came down from on high, and that's how things are going to be. He looks out at the classroom, and you see there's the plaque that has your team's number on it on the side of the row lights up, and so do 3, 6, and 9. And he says, if you have a glowing, if your row is glowing, congratulations, you're Class A. If your row is not glowing, you're not out yet. Or you're not out of Class A yet, but you will have to compete to take the last spot in Class A. And by...
My Team 6 just got an awful lot of power. They're still down a member.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This will come to play later in the episode. And you guys hear. So Joker starts pacing and he says, so I was given a choice of things to help determine who else was in class one or class A. And I hemmed and I hawed and I talked with all of your mentors. And surprisingly, I'm not the only person who thought combat was the right way to do it. So, there's going to be a battle royale of teams in this arena in 10 minutes to battle for the last spot.
Oh.
So, 1, 3, 6, 9 are in. We're waiting for the last spot. And you hear teams swearing because that they didn't come prepared to battle everybody. And the only team that isn't frustrated...
11.
Is 11. They are totally okay.
I mean, they get to fight. I'm assuming, but I could be wrong.
The battle that ensues, and you guys go to the stands. Actually, Joker has you guys come up on the stage, just like the other teams who are already in. And there's seats up there for you.
All right, hang on. We check something first.
Sure. I'm gonna eat a cookie while you do that.
You said teams... 1, Trace.
1, 3, 6, 9.
6 and 9. And then I'll leave a spot for whichever are in Class A.
Nope. All right. Never mind. I don't have anything good that I
can. Since we're on the stage, are we not allowed to interfere?
Oh.
That's what I was looking for. I wanted to see if I could buff a team.
I was thinking about nerfing the team.
Uh-huh.
Without dealing damage.
And Joker looks over at you guys up on stage with him. And he says, I understand that there are teams you don't like here and teams you do like. I saw you guys got along really well with Team 4. But you're going to have to refrain from interfering. I understand, but this is a political move that I was not involved in. I understand that every soldier is a good soldier. But I've been told you're not soldiers, so I have to treat you like capes. Yeah. Capes and I never really got along. except those who understood. Never mind. I spent a lot of years in the military. Anyway, I'm trying to be better. So, please refrain from interfering. The fights, it's not going to be long. I have a feeling that one of the teams is going to absolutely windmill through this. And you guys know who it is.
That's why I queued up on my screen here, Raven Feeblement.
Yeah, exactly. But that's
I was thinking Fairy Fire.
That works too. I have that prep too.
Like I said, please don't interfere. I understand you probably could, but refrain. And the fight that occurs is so brutal.
Oh God, they know. I think that they knew something.
11 goes through. Each member of the team goes after a different group, and they all take them down. Whatever they did during the time off, they came back so much stronger than they were before. To the point where you're concerned. And Joker looks at you back at you and he says, yeah, we had them checked. There's no zip in their system. There's no obsidian. There's no nothing power enhancing. Whatever they did was just really effective. We are investigating, however. But until we can prove what it was and if it was illicit, we have to give them the spot.
And I can't just cast Detect Magic?
Sure you can. So can he. He did. Effectively, they jumped themselves like 4 levels. So you guys aren't going to be that level until sophomore year, you know? 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, sophomore year. So they got a huge jump somewhere that made it so they are just crazy powerful for where you guys are now. Be it surgery or be it some kind of alchemy thing. Either way, it's permanent as far as they can tell. And putting in even in power dampening fields, their effects are the same
they
were before.
They leveled up a bunch. In a very short amount of time.
Mechanically, yes, but they don't know how. Right. And they actually, and he's going to, like, he'll send you a quick message. He says, they slipped their handler.
Slipped?
I'll send a message to the group, not necessarily to Joker. What's the chances of them being the mole? Right, no, low IQ, probably not.
Yeah. No, my suspicions are if they slipped their handler, where was it when they were on holiday or what?
Yeah, when they were on vacation.
When they went to the back
home
to Atletico.
Yeah.
So that means that I think they're.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I'm curious. I know what happened to them. I actually did a little bit of research. In my own notes, which is harder than you'd think, because they're scattered in 18 places.
Well, I'm thinking that Tychus and
Sylph
is parents are the ones that have figured out something, and when they came and visited them, that's when
they zooped them up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, the power infusion centers boosted them.
To be clear, they're not siblings. Sylph and Tychus are not.
Yeah. Right, but
they're friends.
But their parents are in the same color.
Parents who are working to make sure that their kids are.
Yeah, and Athena knows their parents,
mm-hmm.
and they are like the top capes for Athletico.
Yeah,
which is a super agency and a clothing brand. And they are the top capes, and they're a quartet that are all that like they're like, I haven't thought of some stupid name, but I think something like brute force name, just like the thunder, like the crack hammer, something like
Thunderjaw,
thunderstruck,
there's the mom is super fast, like essentially they're like the versions of their parents added together, so. Tychus's dad is super strong and his mother can grow and Sylph's dad is super fast and his mom her mom's super strong. So, and I want to say that like Team Jet Hammer.
So did Galaxy?
Yes,
she got him, did.
She came back stronger too.
Does she have a little bit more confidence, or?
She seems more irritated, to be honest. She's coming back a little more irritable.
Oh, a little bit darker.
And more like just pissed off at the world.
Like, I'm now stuck with them kind of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they windmill slam that shit so hard. Teams are left limping away. Medics are called. Everyone's fine. But it was...
My leg!
Like... Broken legs are not uncommon, broken arms from blocking, but just imagine it's like a 7th level fighter whirling through a 4th level fighter, and it's not, it's like that, with powers on top of it. And after that, Team 11, Tychus and Sylph swagger up to the stage, and Joker holds up his hand, he's like, nah, don't worry about it, you're good, you guys are Class A, they're not really going to interact with Class B as much, but let me talk to them really quick. And Joker stands up and he looks proud of the others. He says, Class B, you did nothing wrong. This is just, you face a superior force out there. And over time, that gap will shrink as long as you work hard. And if any of your teams ever outperform one of the teams in Class A, you will take their spot. So study hard, train hard, and make sure you work hard on your assessments. And the other teams all kind of murmur, like you hear someone say, "That's bullshit," and then they get slapped by another team member, and they are kind of like led away, but they're stopped. He says, "Actually, stop really quick," and he looks over at Team 6, and says, "You two are missing a team member." And as you are on your own, you two are going to be able to pick from any of the students in Class B to fill your roster. And I'm going to go to the players. You're going to get to have a little bit of role play here. One of you is going to get to play as... Hold on, I got to find her thing. I happen to have prepared this team.
It was... No, that's a different team.
Hold on 1 second. You noticed that Team 4 didn't participate in the fighting, and they willingly volunteered to be
the Class B.
Well, no, they volunteered to be supporters for Class A. Mm-hmm. They said they didn't want to fight, but they want to help prepare, like set up the things you guys would fight and stuff like that, because that's what they're better at. And that was something they voluntarily, did. So Team 4 is not technically part of A or B, but they're still part of the school. So they're not on the docket. Team 6. So there's Caden Yu. She's the Lightning Girl from Houston. And Edward Pipe Sheely. He is from New York. Barbershop. Yeah, it's Sparks and Barbershop. So you guys are going to get to pick who wants to do what, and then you're going to get to interview the anybody with a brute power, with a brute classification, if you want to. I thought it would be fun for you guys. If you don't want to do it, you can just help them schoolyard pick it.
I'd say let's just schoolyard pick it, but...
Yep.
Okay, so I'll give you the options, and I'll let you guys pick, okay? We have Gumbo, a.k.a.
Stretchy Arms.
Roddy Stretchy Arms. He is a brute blaster. To be clear, the Team 6 has they've got a blaster brain and a pure beauty. Okay? So that's what they're working with now. So this is a brute blaster in Gumbo. Candace Skinner, a.k.a. Blade Dancer, is a blaster brute. So brute, blaster, they are both from Team 2. Team 10 has Lewis Murray. He is a pure brute with super strength, a.k.a. His name is Commando. Team 8 has Simon Horowitz, a.k.a. Sandblast. He's a blaster brute. And Madeline Wayne, a.k.a. Mighty, is a pure brute, and she's the super strong shrimp. Which do you want to add to that team? Which do you think they would want to add to their team?
They'd probably want a brute, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, all of them.
All the listed ones were
brute.
Heart brute or full brute.
Correct. So it's just a matter of what they need. Now, I'll give you power sets really quick. You got Stretchy Man, Arm Blades, Super Strength, sand Control, or Granulated Stone Control, and Super Strength. You'll notice there's a lot of Super Strength. That is a very, very common power set.
Sand.
Well, they're all... Then all of them would be Blaster, wouldn't they? All three of them?
Only...
No, it's the... There's one brute. Pure brute.
There's two pure brutes.
Is there?
Yeah.
I missed one. I'll get there. Mighty is pure brute, and so is Commando. Essentially, you're picking who your competition is, but also these are people who will be helping you in fights too. So you have to make a decision on what could be good for you in the long run.
My thought is sand due to diversity and power.
Yeah,
lightning, sand, and Siren Song.
Yeah, that's why I'm leaning against the pure brutes.
Sand and lightning can
make glass.
Probably make some real mess. Him throwing the sand and her hitting it with the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Turning it to
have some glass in your eye.
So you guys think sandblast?
That's where I was leaning.
I don't see an issue with that.
Cool. So they offer sandblast a spot on the team, and he looks at his teammates and they say, "No, dude, you deserve it. You should go."
Aww.
And he joins Team Six. So I will erase the 8 on his card and make it a 6. It was not a done deal. All right, Team 6 is officially back up to full strength. And Team 8 will actually pull from, you know, they're now down a man, but they'll deal with it.
They'll probably get somebody from the civilian track that decided to switch.
That is something that can happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it can. Okay, so there's 6, there's 4. I have everybody now. Perfect. Now I only have to keep track of half as many people, or less than half. See, this is much thinner and easier to maintain. So, you guys are going to be brought into a building you've never been to. It's probably only, you know, it's near the arena, but not part of it. And you're brought into... What you realize is it's a big old conference room with seats for 20 or 30 people. And they say, congratulations, Class A. He nods to all of you, even though he kind of like begrudgingly does it to Team 11. He says, I'm going to give you guys a choice because this is a team. This is not a dictatorship, despite the fact that it probably should have been. He kind of grumbles. I kid. So as you guys are in Class A, I want to give you the opportunity to call. If you want to keep your team numbers, that's fine. But generally speaking, CAPE teams have names, or if they're parts of strike forces, they're alpha, beta, gamma, that kind of thing. I'm going to let you choose if you'd like to keep your numbers or move over to names or go with letters or team, team letters, which he says, I know I've got my favorite, but I'm going to leave it up to you guys.
Have any ideas?
Joker's favorite.
We can go with Joker. I could predict what Joker's favorite says. He's a good military man.
Yeah.
Be Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta.
Yeah.
Echo.
I'm good with that.
All right, we're Team Alpha.
I thought we were going with the actual name, Joker's favorite. We'll go with Alpha. It's fine. I hate Joker's favorite anyway. It's fine.
I don't think we're Joker's favorite.
I think we're above 11 in this category right now.
You're correct.
I don't know. I feel like we're a main character energy. Maybe we are the favorites.
Some of the other teams are kind of they were leaning towards the new names because
Can do new names.
But well, no, he says it's got to be a decision between you guys, and you were the deciding vote.
Oh. Well then. Joker's favorites it is. I'm joking.
So you guys are Alpha, Beta. They are auxiliary, so they would be Zeta. But Team 4 is with you. They are there. They are Team Zeta. So Team... I believe... who would be Beta? Probably...
Well, yeah. I know who would push for Beta.
It wouldn't be 11.
No way. They would be like, why can't we have Alpha? We would push for them.
It would be Sigma.
So I think Team 3 will take Beta, just for my ease of use. Gamma will be 6.
Technically, Delta might fit better for them because Delta also means change, and that was the only team that really changed.
Ooh, I like it better. I like that. Okay. Good call. Good call.
It was a good call.
Good job.
Take your inspiration. I like it.
I haven't had... I currently have one.
Yeah, but you moved to
have two. I didn't know I had one.
I just marked...
I might not have let myself go down.
Yeah, I think Gamma's going to go to 9. And Echo to the others.
What?
To 11. I'm not deeming that the response.
Oh. Paul's sassy today. Yes.
So, newly formed Alpha through Echo Squadrons. You guys are going to be training pretty heavily. Most of you for the Clash coming up about a year from now. Oh. And then... In your junior, you know, your teams each will be given in your junior year, which is a while from now. But I'm just gonna give it to you and give you the information so you can build up toward it. You will each be given a small town or city to defend for yourselves, because Paul recognized that maybe having a city, an academy simulator, would be boring as fuck after about 2 years. So if we shift away, Now, I could leave this part in. I get that it's fun, but the same thing over and over again gets really repetitive. But if we can kind of change it up, it'll keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. And Joker says, we're going to give you different. We're going to give you your training's going to be a lot more intense than the other class. It's going to be. We're going to bring you to bigger incursions, bigger groups of monsters, if there's a cowl breakout, you guys might get sent when the other teams won't, simply because we know you can handle yourselves, and which is why you have this, and you should be proud of yourselves for it. And he kind of looks and makes sure everyone is like nodding along or like feeling good about themselves. And so, like I said, Joker looks around the room. And your mentors are all in there. I will have to determine who the other one's mentors are, but you're not going to interact with them much, so it doesn't really matter. And he basically says, I do have a challenge for each of you. You're going to have until the end of the day to find a single token I've left on the grounds. You'll know it if you find it. Whichever team finds it will get a pretty hefty advantage moving forward.
How many are there? Just one?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your only clue is, where is the most fertile soil found?
Compost.
And you hear Echo Team just bitching, Team 11, just bitching, what is this bullshit? This is not, giving us a fucking riddle, we're fighters, not nerds, and, Gravity Girl's like, yeah, I think I, you heard, like I said, Echo Team's pissed. They're mad that people are saying, we're fighters, not nerds. You can't make us do this. And Joker's like, I can make you do whatever the fuck I want.
Bitch.
I have carte blanche in this academy. I'm choosing to bow to the whims of what people are asking me to do. This is a good challenge. Work your brain, work your brawn, figure it out. And he walks out.
Nice.
The mentors follow behind him.
So the most fertile place? Dirt? Most fertile dirt?
I think Art knows the answer.
Okay.
Maybe.
Where all the big trees are? because they had to survive on something.
That makes sense. Not what I thought of, but that's a good, better answer than what I thought.
What were you thinking?
Don't make me say it.
I'm curious.
I thought a graveyard.
Okay, you're wrong.
Okay. I know.
Are my two guesses at least close?
I guess where do you find the most fertile dirt?
The most fertile dirt used to be where the biggest trees are. That's my guess.
But like my other guess is actually true.
No, it's the opposite.
Yeah,
that's how I said used to be.
Because they leach the.
No, because the problem with it is, depending on the trees, you get, pine trees leave a very acidic soil. So depending on what you want to grow there, will determine whether or not it's going to actually, do very well.
Which is why my first guess was compost.
Which is not a bad thought.
I'm going to have to explain my answer to this.
But
it's actually a question that comes up in your AR. So you realize it's probably a series of questions that'll help you get to the right answer.
Okay.
Or you can say, hey, I think we have it, and instead of stopping and thinking, because some of the teams have already left.
Yeah.
Like.
Or could it be like flowers or newly planted things?
Well, we can also talk to the plants.
But my suspicions are that a lot of the stuff that I'm going to get from the plants is going to start being, edited, because my suspicions are it's actually going to not be out in the fields.
His office?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
I haven't said shit.
Okay. All right. Is it kind of what I said, where it's like newly planted thing, you think?
Well, or? I'm thinking that
we know of an orca. Or orchid. Not orca.
Very different things.
Mm-hmm.
The terror of the sea or a nice plant. Very finicky, but nice plant.
And then the other thing that people don't consider is that deserts are really actually very fertile.
Yes.
But the problem with it is there's no water.
Right.
So wherever water pops up, that the plant life just explodes.
Like the oasis. Right. That's why there's grass and shit all around it.
Oh, yeah.
And perfect trees. Because there's this much water.
So is there a desert here? Or a sandy
biome type thing? There is.
I'm going to say let's start heading that direction first.
You guys haven't really spent time exploring the campus. It's big. It's 10 or 50. It's 10, it's a 20-mile radius. It's huge. So I think it's a 5-mile radius. So it's really fucking big. I guess you guys are very fast, but even on your walks, you pretty much stay in the foresty section. There are other biomes. There are one is like a destroyed city.
Oh.
One is a there's a desert biome. There's a swampy biome. And then there's like the section where the big old the destroyed city is where you guys dealt with the fire. It was obviously the sim. They're not sure if it's simulated or not, but So that's kind of thing. And roll me a knowledge need. It's literally a nature check, somebody.
I at least have a good bonus at it.
I'm actually proficient.
Because but it says you have like three tries for the first question.
That's an 18 on the die, plus 5 for 23.
I like it. Ow. Sorry.
9 plus 5 for 14.
It might be higher. One paper says I'm proficient, the other paper says I'm not.
I don't want to
see. Okay, I'm not. There's a mistake on this paper. You remember the day the
draw a line through it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I looked at this first.
All right, with a 23, you said?
Yep.
You named a lot of fertile places. There's one you haven't, which you probably should have. Volcanic soil.
Ooh.
It's incredibly fertile.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, in America, the two most fertile places are the Midwest and Hawaii. That's it. California is not bad, but compared to these other two places, they're not on the same fucking level.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So your answers could be desert, volcano, and something else if you want.
Yeah.
The potted plant in Joker's Tower.
Yeah.
Or we'll do the compost.
So what answers first?
I'm going to go with the volcano because of how Paul reacted to that 23.
Yeah.
He rolled high enough to get it.
Yeah.
Volcano was the answer.
Or volcanic.
Volcanic. What was the question exactly I asked?
What is...
Where is the most fertile soil found?
Volcano.
Volcanic.
Is there a volcanic section on the campus?
No, but the second question pops up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a scavenger hunt.
Essentially, like, because if you want to just... People are like, oh, it's got to be the plants, you know, the plants right. are.
There wasn't actually a coin. It was just saying...
Well, no, there's still going to be a coin.
But you have to find
it. There
are three
questions.
Now, where are you doing this?
We're still sitting in the...
Okay, so everyone else has left.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
and so we're just looking at Joker.
No, Joker's left.
They left already.
The lights are off.
it's one of those. It's called work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually take a detect magic to see if there's anyone watching us.
Ooh.
Actually, I was going to say, what's your passive tech?
Passive tech, so 10 plus tech is 19.
Yeah, there's one of the class members left a bug.
I reversed the bug.
It's not that. It's literally just sending audio files. It doesn't have a receive. It only has send.
So I can't influence
Correct.
It.
Correct. I mean, you could destroy it.
I can't do anything else with it.
You could send it false information. You could just put like a speaker next to it with saying the wrong thing a bunch of times if you want, but that's about it. It was just so you'd find it.
I just continuously send them Rickroll.
And you get a ha ha, and then you see it like fizzle. Or it visibly turns off, and then it like falls to the ground because it was like stuck to the wall.
Can I reactivate and continue?
Can we figure out who put it there?
Yeah, pretty easily.
Yeah, not too many tech people are left in.
Let me make sure I have the right one because it was one of you. It was. Oh, it was Neo Arma from Gamma Squad. I realize I didn't write the letter on all of them, just the first one on the page, which is going to cause me problems.
Neo, what was the...
Arma.
He's the guy with the Gundam power set. Makes total sense that he'd have access to that kind of thing.
Okay.
What's the second question?
Second question is... where do you look to when you find... where do you look to find hope?
I think that's a very deeply personal question.
I'm sorry. Where do many people look to find hope?
Religion.
The church.
Yeah. Religion or the church. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that it?
It is not.
Okay.
Can I make a religion roll?
Would not be religion.
Food.
Though you don't feel like, so you don't feel like religion's wrong, but you're missing a bit.
God.
A greater power.
Above. Celestials.
A greater good.
This is a bad clue. But it'll get where you're going, but it's a bad clue.
Okay.
Just to be clear, I had another one, and I lost the sheet of paper I wrote it on. So,
are we at least on the right idea?
Absolutely. Then again, you have three answers. So, what are you putting in? And by the way, you realize that it's pretty, because when you said volcanic, and it corrected to volcano. It's semi intelligent. It's not looking for pixel perfect.
Right.
So obviously, we'll probably have submitted religion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Religion. And that got us on the right track.
And I guess it would give you like a partial. Like it gives you like an orange, not a red.
And then that's when we start putting in like the
greater. Well, then we know we're on the right track. Then it becomes down to
a die roll.
Well, no, let's go about it logically. So, then you go, what, Jesus?
Generic.
Religion would hit that. You know that. I'll give you that bit. Like, don't go hyper-religious. It's more of a... Oh, because I guess... your characters would get this, but maybe like you're not thinking. You're thinking too literally. Where do you people think religious beings are?
In the sky, around us.
Well, I had said above. Above.
You said above,
including celestials. So,
in a different plane.
Then if you're looking for like heaven or something like that, then that's not.
The answer was above.
Above, okay.
And when you say above, it actually turns to the sky.
I would like to say that Rob did say that five minutes ago. He did,
but you guys didn't let him put it as an answer.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, you were right.
Good job.
Above was correct. And finally, instead of a question, it's just a prompt. It says, spot the difference.
I love these questions.
It will make total sense when you get that. When you find the token, if you guys find the token, because if you don't find it by the time the clock says 1:45, someone else will find it. So you've got 29 minutes real lifetime.
Jesus Christ. It. Okay. Spot the difference. And it does not show a picture or anything.
No.
Okay.
So if you put the clues you have together,
the sky above a volcano or volcanic.
Volcano.
But we are unaware of any volcano-like regions on the
So can we campus? Pull up a map of the...
Yeah, you've never asked Veronica.
Yep, I'll ask Veronica for a map.
Yeah, she deploys a map in front of you, and you see that the center of the campus is the tower. And it is, you know, it does taper up. And then there's the city district, like the destroyed city. There's the residential. There's a swamp. And the only thing that could possibly be volcanic is when you look at the 3D image, the tower.
So let's go to the top of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already here.
Yep.
No, you're a building over.
Oh, yeah. We're by the arena still.
Okay.
All right. I could spend 3 spell slots to increase our speed. Long shredder on each of us.
I'm not going to be opposed to that.
All right, 3 first level spell slots later.
All right, you guys are hauling the ass to the tower.
Yep.
And you find there is an elevator that is open and waiting.
Okay.
We go up.
You go all the way to the top of the tower.
Yep.
You don't realize you're not usually allowed to the top of the tower, but it's for some reason it lets you. Mm-hmm. And you make it all the way up, and then you go to the same thing that you went up with Bridget. Up to the top, and there are 3 binoculars placed up there. There's 15 pairs of binoculars placed up there.
Well, obviously, they're expecting us to take it with them.
So we're gonna start
that are attached that are attached on cables, like you know, they're like 10-foot long cables, but they're there.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna start looking
into the sky.
Yeah, because it's like. Not even noon. So, I mean, the battle took way less time than they thought it was going to.
So, yeah. So,
perception check?
No. So,
I have an idea.
Okay.
Kind of out of character, but because we have not actually proven this ability that a certain one of us has yet, somebody has the ability to be immune to illusions.
She doesn't even know she has that ability. She just doesn't see them. So when she looks around, if there's an illusion, she'll see through it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's you.
I know. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought that came up briefly once.
It did. And she saw through it and you guys didn't. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? She just blasted through it.
So.
Holy shit. These teams are sucking.
We're glad to hear it.
Okay, so, never mind. Okay. Of course it's them.
So
you do hear the elevator go back down.
Uh, can I slow the elevator?
Roll me a magic tech check. Yeah.
17? Unless I would want to guidance it.
You haven't used it today, sure.
20.
Yeah, you can slow it to half speed. It's a fast elevator, but you know it takes like less than a minute to get up here, and it's, you know, it's a tall, tall thing. So
I can I then command it to press all the buttons to stop on there every floor go. On
that's
the way up.
That's the right answer. There it is. No, all the way down too. Just and you hear from the bottom of the tower from outside, and just fuck. we're taking the stairs, but you know the stairs don't go all the way up here. So
all right. So looking around. Do we notice anything that's out of place?
I need intelligent saving throws from you two, but she doesn't. But Natalie doesn't need to roll.
That's a 22.
One.
Seven.
Oh.
Hey, now you see the illusion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, you see nothing. But the two people who 20 Mr. 22 and illusion immune to illusions, you see what looks like a rope ladder leading down to the edge of the tower.
Oh, there's a ladder.
But the thing is, it's 10 feet off of it.
Mage hand, pull it towards me.
Works just fine.
Does he see it now that it's moved?
No, it's actually optical camo built into the rungs. Now, once you touch it,
if you touch it, I'll know it's there.
Exactly. And eventually you trick your brain into like looking at it from the right angle and you see it. It's very uncomfortable because like every time you lose focus for a second, you're like fucking climbing on nothing. Do you guys climb up?
Yep.
Climb down.
Up.
Oh, the tower goes up further?
No. There's a...
Oh, gotcha. So yes, we'll climb up.
And you climb up and up and up and you come into a hot air balloon. And sitting inside...
Is Joker.
Is Joker.
Of course.
He's just sitting, like, drinking a cup of coffee. But then pretty nice, like, there's a seat, there's a table for four, and he...
Oh, my God.
When you guys get up there, he clicks a button, and the thing retracts. And he floats it out. And he actually floats it out past the illusion wall. And you see that you are very fucking high in the air, much higher than you thought. And you see what you thought was a flat plain in the middle of the Midwest is actually a floating island, thousands, you know, tens of thousands of feet off the ground.
There it is.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Well, that explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We totally did not expect that at all.
Players knew. Characters did not.
Nope.
Players figured it out because of last campaign. And that's all I'm going to say. Joker says, yes, the Academy is a floating fortress. You heard about the Atlanteans settling in North Dakota?
I haven't gotten to that part yet on my textbook. I'm still trying to play catch up.
Oh, no, that would have been in the news, not the history book. It's 2 years ago, so it's still being talked about. It only became public 3 months ago.
Okay.
They got the whole setup there. So you guys are aware this is an island that used to be known as Atlantis. Yes, oh. That Atlantis from like the myth, actual real place.
Oh.
Well.
Reason it was lost, floating in the sky. Some historians had it right. A lot of kooks had it right on accident. Some of them, not kooks, actually descendants, but they didn't know that. Anyway, you guys are the only team who's going to know this now. He explains that. Actually, no, I'll just say. So you may be aware that there are. Well, sorry, you may find old things that don't match the fact that this is supposedly a new academy. This is not new. This is repurposed.
Okay.
It was originally part of what they called the Splendid Faction. But the other part of the island fell off and just fell into the water. So this is all that's left of the original island. And apparently they had a particularly strong adventuring or monster slaying division called the Drevara Consortium.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
I'm not surprised. Good to know. But there is a... apparently, I have not been able to access it myself, but there are sites all over the school that will get, that will eventually lead you to something even we haven't been able to get into. There is a vault in the base of the island that we can't get into. Trust me, I've tried for months. It wasn't good. It hurt a lot. But apparently, after what we've been able to detect with our mages and tech people working together, is that once you've found 7 particular trials, you'll be granted access to it. We want whatever's in there, or we at least want to know what's in there. How about that?
Okay.
If you manage to gain access, we would appreciate being informed. You can do it after you leave. That's fine. But we would like to know, and make sure you leave the door open, if possible, when you leave.
Potentially, yes.
What I can give you is, and he holds out the token, and you flip it over, and it says Drevara on the back. He says, apparently this is to help with something in one of the upcoming trials. Our mages were able to identify that much out of it, but
I'll take a closer look at it. Edutech.
Yeah, it reads as a it's a trial shift. It'll change the element of a trial. Like, let's say there's a frost one that would really hurt her. It will turn it. And it can also be used if you want to just cash it in at the end. You can use it to upgrade whatever kind of treasure you would get from that particular trial.
And it can only be used once?
Correct.
I say we keep it all the way to the vault if we can.
It's very clear at the end of a trial. So, you know, those boxes that you get? Mm-hmm. Usually the keyhole is the size of a slit, like the coin would fit perfectly. It'll also open it without traps. He's like, I love this. Not getting blasted by traps. But anyway, so he says, I hope you can find a good use for it. We haven't even been able to find the first entrance. So.
Okay.
I wish you guys the best of luck. And but me telling you that you should be looking for those entrances was the advantage. I assume you've already, from you knowing what they are, I assume you've found at least one.
Yeah.
Yep. And Bridget kind of appears out of like a camo cloak.
I kind of figured that, but...
Yeah.
She comes out of her cloud costume.
Well, it's not an illusion. It's camo cloak. So she just... And says... she says, I am not going to say anything, but that they won't let me. I hold my confidences... I hold my secrets and confidence, as you know, Joker. And Joker looks at her and he says, yes, I understand. He says, my little shadow fox. And she blushes because he didn't necessarily raise her, but he's the father figure she had.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll figure out that Shadow Fox is what her cape name would have been, or maybe what her agent name was when she was in the field. And you guys, he holds up a map with a bunch of red X's on it. He says, we've identified these are not. What you're looking for, they are different kinds of traps and false leads. Ow. Like I said, we've been looking for months. They're not even fucking close. You've looked. But you do know that you're currently looking for the next...
Yeah, we're looking
for... It's not ready yet, is what we're told.
Correct. But you know that the next one you find will be hidden. It'll ping when it's ready. Mm-hmm. It'll glow. And that's what he had for you. He also is going to give you each 3 copper and 1 silver credits.
So that's our first individual silver, because we have a single group, one or two group silvers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
3 copper and...
One silver. And I was debating how generous Joker was feeling, and he's not. But he likes you guys better than he likes 11, at least.
I'm honestly tempted to just show him the card.
I'm gonna look at you. Go. Should we at least give him a bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned that we've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at him and says, "The trees told me where to find it."
All right. Well, thank you for giving me somewhere to look. It's only one spot with a bunch. Well, there's only one spot with a bunch of trees, or two, but that's a lot less than the whole fucking island. And he says, "All right, so." Oh, you know what? He would offer it to you. He holds out to each of you a. It looks like a little pocket that would attach to like the back of your belt if you wore one. And he says, "These contain wingsuits, and as a reward for winning, I'm going to give you each one."
Ooh.
He says, "They are powered by, magic pulled directly from the air or." Chi, as I've been told it's called. And they only work once every 24 hours or so. But they'll allow you to fall from great distances but travel laterally at the same time. Effectively, it's a 60-foot glide speed once per day.
For how long?
Depends on how high you are.
Exactly. You go down 1 foot for every 60 feet. So a ways... It's a very efficient wingsuit. And let's say, yeah, like, yeah, 1 foot
for 60 feet. It depends on whether or not you can be like the birds.
If you find thermals, you can get more out of it. Yeah, which would require.
How does it interact with the Ring of Featherfall?
Pretty much. It will not interfere with the Ring of Featherfall because the Featherfall actually doesn't, if I remember right, doesn't actually engage. Until you've fallen, like...
No, that's 3.5 Featherfall, where it's you fall normal speed until it's 5 foot off the ground, when you go... Foom, 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 it doesn't do that. It reduces your speed to 60 foot per second falling.
I have the item pulled up. Whenever you fall while wearing this ring, you descend 60 feet per round and take no fall damage.
Yeah, so it wouldn't change anything. I guess you might get a little more distance out of it. Like if you did a dive... And to like get a swoop up, you might be able to pull something else off. They don't really interact. Maybe you could find a way to make them interact. That you might be able to work something out of it. But that would require serious mojo, because his is purely. They're both purely magical. There's no tech involved. But yeah, so you guys have wingsuits.
By the way, next level I do get a fly speed.
I know.
We don't.
All right, so, yeah, he says, "Why don't you guys test out your wingsuits on the way down, and show off that you won, because that's what you're telling everyone."
Okay, I have to tell me twice.
Yeah, bye.
And yeah, they deploy and they match your suits exactly, like they meshed in and then they absorbed the element of it. As you fly down, you see at the top, standing up on top of the.
Yeah, who was the next team?
I was actually rolling for it, and it is Team Echo.
Seriously? They probably took out the competition when they figured it out.
11? No, actually, it is Team 11. It is Echo to Team 11. They are not dumb. They just don't like working. But if they're offered an advantage, they will work like dogs to get it. And they swear as they see you fly down, and they're like, "Fuck you, you cheated! Put a plane in," as you just zip past them. And you make you can probably circle the entire from how high you guys were, 2,000 or 3,000 feet above it. Yeah. But that was a long climb. Mm-hmm. And I assume everyone has a con score more than 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, you were able to climb it just fine. It took a while, but yeah, you guys kind of fly down. Circling the tower, you can pretty much see the entirety of the island. And you know now that also the other benefit your glide suits have is you're not going to be blocked by the defenses. It isn't going to track you.
Okay.
When you notice you can fly out past the bubble.
Okay.
And then fly back in. But you realize it's very fucking dangerous, because if you miss and you hit the wall,
you're going all the way down.
No, you won't get hurt on the way down.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine. You could be over the fucking ocean and be boned, but you don't know that. And as you guys, you know, sail around, you see Bridget flying behind you. Your loyal, minder. And it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Take care.